The committee would come to order, please. This is the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting. It is Thursday, January 25th, approximately 1:30 in the afternoon, excuse me.
Not in the morning.
Not yet.
We have one item on the calendar today. As you know, Senate Joint Resolution Number 5 was waived from committee this morning for immediate floor action during this morning's session, leaving Senate Joint Resolution Number 3 as the only other item on today's posted agenda. We do have a number of people on teleconference who I think Senator Lorman Lehman, the prime sponsor, will probably make reference to. They're here to answer some more of the technical questions that might come up with regard to the resolution. So with that, Senator Lincoln, if you'd like to introduce us to the idea encapsulated by the resolution.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I'm, as you know, Lauren Lehman, and I represent Elmendorf Air Force Base in the Senate, as well as other areas of Anchorage. But this is a topic that I became interested in the 9 years that I've represented Elmendorf and had a chance to interact with folks in the Air Force. And then I guess a little closer to home, maybe more personal, is that my son is now in the Air Force Academy, and it's his dream to be able to fly for the Air Force someday. And so just getting a chance to talk to him about some of the aircraft in the Air Force has piqued my interest. But this resolution supports the placement of F-22s at Elmendorf Air Force Base. The Air Force is currently, it's in the development and proving mode, and it's possible that Elmendorf could become the home for the F-22 for, you know, perhaps the next wave. But what I'd like to do, if I could work with you and the committee, is to turn over this presentation to an intern that I have in my office from the University of Alaska Southeast. As you know, the intern program is one where students have an opportunity to interact with us and get to learn the process. And while this is a little earlier in the session than I would normally turn an intern loose to do something like this, this is a topic that I believe is one that is appropriate for an intern to handle. So I'm, with your indulgence, I'd like intern John Jowright to come to the table with me and give your presentation.
Okay.
And we additionally have from the Air Force two other people online that I'm aware of, Lieutenant Colonel Burton Wiggins and Lieutenant Colonel Larry Jones. One is in Langley, Virginia, and the other is Elmendorf Air Force Base. And after Mr. Jowright does the opening statement, I'd appreciate it if we could go to those, especially the one that's standing by 4 hours later than our time.
Thank you. Mr. Jowright, go ahead.
Thank you, Senator. Mm-hmm.
Alaska economy and create approximately 846 jobs. Second, the Raptor will replace the aging F-15 Eagle air superiority fighters and ensure U.S. air dominance for at least the next three decades. Air superiority is a prerequisite to military operations, and Alaska is a forward base located in perhaps the most strategic location in North America. With other nations on the verge of developing aircraft on par with the F-15, Alaska should have the best fighters to combat potentially lethal actions by foreign powers. In your packets, you have current information on the F-22 Raptor from various sources. You should have online Lieutenant Colonel Burton Wiggins at Langley Air Force Base, Virginia, who will answer technical and tactical questions about the aircraft, as well as Lieutenant Colonel Larry Jones at Elmendorf Air Force Base, who can address questions pertaining to impacts at Elmendorf.
Questions from committee members? I have one. Let's see if you can answer it, or maybe we have to go to Mr. Jones. With regard to the construction, you said the $350 million construction at Elmendorf. Is that
150 to 300 million through the Alaska economy? But that would you probably want to refer to defer. I would want to defer to Lieutenant Colonel Jones on specifically where that would be.
Lieutenant Colonel Jones, are you online right now?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm just curious, and not being that familiar with all of the facilities at Elmendorf, stationing of this aircraft here would mean a substantial increase of facilities?
Sir, it would include some new facilities, remodeling or upgrades to some current facilities, yes.
Okay, other questions? Does anybody have questions on with regard to the aircraft itself? We do have Lieutenant Colonel Burton Wiggins online. There are questions with regard to that.
Dream
did you
on.
Hear that, Colonel?
No, sir.
Senator Phillips would like to have a ride.
Unfortunately, in the early budgeting process, they deleted the requirement for a two-seat airplane, so unless he can fly the thing by himself.
Oh, great.
he's too old for that.
Maybe in a simulator.
Do any of the committee members have any questions for either the prime sponsor, Mr. Joe Wright, or either Lieutenant Colonel Wiggins or Jones? None. We did not have any proposed changes to the legislation, so we don't have a proposed CS for consideration.
Motion.
Chairman, I'll move the SGR 3 as written, a committee referral.
There is a motion from Senator Phillips for to move Senate Joint Resolution Number 3 from committee with individual recommendations. Any objection? Seeing none. The bill will move. Jim, just for next week, I'll be out of state for a period of time. I'll be returning on Wednesday evening. We do have a meeting notice for Thursday. And what was the
SGR 8,
another Senator Lincoln, or again, Lehman's bill. What was it? The issue of foreign places on military installation. So that's all we have scheduled up for the committee to consider, and that will be next Thursday. With that, we're adjourned for today. Thank you.
Gone, Bullet?
That wanted to testify here locally. Sorry, my oversight, I should have requested the list. So if we can just go back on record, please, sir, come to the table.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senators, Colonel Wiggins, Colonel Jones, Senator Lehman, thank you for letting me have an opportunity to speak here today. I'm fully in favor of the joint resolution that's been put in front of you today, and I would wholeheartedly recommend that all the senators and other legislators make themselves aware of really what is at stake here, that the F-22 is literally the premier fighter aircraft that is coming online here in the next few years. And I'm not speaking to you as a journalist so much today. I'm speaking to you as an Alaskan, and in some ways speaking to you as a guy who makes his living flying in fighter jets and taking pictures and traveling around and covering the military. That Alaska, most people don't really realize this, but now at this point, Alaska has become perhaps the crown jewel of the United States test and training ranges. That if you compare the Nellis Range Complex, which is the United States' most highly instrumented test and training range in Nevada, it's about 5,000 square miles. and they have a very dense threat environment there. They have very many systems that they can test against, but they're limited by encroachment in some ways, environmental concerns in others, and the fact that they only have a small amount of restricted airspace. Here in Alaska, we have 63,000 square miles of airspace for them to use. The F-22 has remarkable capabilities, not only its low observability and its weapon systems and its radars, but super cruise. This aircraft can fly very fast, you know, upwards of 1,000 miles an hour or so without afterburners. Now, and I'm to the left, I'm green, and I'm very cognizant of environmental concerns, but the military nowadays in Alaska is doing an excellent job at mitigating their impacts. That their impact ranges for weapons are in two small areas of that entire 63,000 square miles. But what Alaska really offers the F-22 here is that ability to train and test the aircraft at its maximum without having to worry about the constraints of keeping within a very small test and training range. So I would encourage, and just as an Alaskan speaking to you, I would encourage you to do all that you can do to make sure that after Langley Air Force Base gets the first wing, that Alaska is set to get the F-22 after. If you look at the third wing, which is the prime unit at Elmendorf Air Force Base, which has three squadrons of F-15s, two of which are air superiority fighter squadrons, they have been given the most advanced active electronic radar in the world, along with the fighter data link. These are very F-22-like capabilities. So our people here in Alaska, and of course military people are rotated around, but some of them will stay here, Alaska is already being prepped for using these capabilities. So we have a lot to look forward to come, and I would urge your support, both in the F-22 in particular, and with supporting the military in their endeavors with our vast test and training ranges here in Alaska. Thank you.
You're hired here, Lord.
is there anyone else here that wishes to testify on the
Were you in the Air Force prior?
Coast Guard.
Okay.
But I work
You have a military background.
There. Yes, and I probably was a photojournalist there, and I primarily work with the Air Force now, though. My name is Mark Farmer, and I'm a, let's see here, a 17-year Alaska resident, and I'm a freelance writer and photojournalist. I write for Popular Science, Jane's Defense Weekly, Combat Aircraft, a whole litany of aviation and military-related journals.
How long were you in the Coast Guard?
4.5 years. I was retired due to service-connected cancer. Keep a close eye on what they're doing there. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, my apologies. It's not often we have the press come to the table. I saw your badge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Scared him away, that's all.
Appreciate the opportunity.
We are done for the day then. Right?